Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livrach. Look, Simon Tafkov Tzadi Bei Sif Gimel. Lo Yasiach, one should not talk. Lo HaTokea V'lo HaTzibur. The one blowing the shofar and the tzibur. Bein Tkias V'yushav Litzkias Shemulumad. You don't talk in between. Why? Because the brachas, which you say before the tzkios, before musaf, well, the mitzvah continues with the tzkios you have during musaf. And therefore, it's a hefsek in the mitzvah, and you don't want to talk while you're in the middle of doing the mitzvah. Well, Rama says, however, binyan tzkios v'tfilos ain't hefsek, but if it's tfilah, or related to the tzkios, that's not a hefsek, and that you're allowed to say. V'imsach dvarim b'teilim, ein sarich lachsu l'varich. If you happen to talk other things between the tzkios de miyusha before musaf and the tzkios de mu'uma during musaf, you don't have to go back and say the bracha again. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because it's not two separate mitzvos, it's one continuous long mitzvah. And when you talk in the middle of one long mitzvah, although you're not supposed to, it doesn't break the bracha totally, and you don't need to make a new bracha. The one time you would have to start again is if you talk between the Shvarim and Shrua of the Tkiah Shvarim Shrua Tkiah. Even if you're talking about the Tkios, that's a hefsek, and you don't have to make a new bracha, but you have to go back and blow that Seder again, because you can't have a hefsek in the middle of your Shvarim Shrua. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, obviously, you can't talk during the Tkios themselves, because you won't be able to hear the sound of the shofar. And you also shouldn't clear your throat and make noise during the sound of the shofar, so it doesn't bother people, confuse them. They're trying to hear the sound of the shofar. Lahavdil, if you ever go to a classical concert, it's silent during the concert. And people try to hold back their coughs and hold back clearing their throats and hold back anything until the intermission. So Lahavdil, that's what it should be in the shul during Tkiah Shofar. Totally silent. Well, now, what about having a hefsek in the middle of the tzkios de miyushav? In other words, you haven't finished the mitzvah yet of the 30 tzkios. So, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Derech HaChaim who holds that even if you're davening, even tfilos there are a hefsek. So there's a Yehi Ratzon that's printed in the Siddur, in the Machzorim, the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't say that until after you finish the Tkios de Meyushav. You can think it, if you be Maharher, that if you want, in the middle of the Tkios. But one shouldn't talk even about the Inyanei Tfilah until one finishes the basic mitzvah of the Tkios before Mut. The Shulchan Aruch concludes, Ve'ein Tzarech Lomar, and it's certainly Shoyasichu Bein Bracha Letzkios, Yimo Bein Yenat Tkios. Certainly, you shouldn't talk between the bracha of the tzkios and the tzkios himself before you started the mitzvah. That you certainly shouldn't do. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, but for the inyan tzkios, you're allowed to talk. But earlier, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, he says, l'chatchila, you shouldn't talk at all, l'chatchila, until you actually start doing the mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, that's true. The case here is where you need to talk about something about the mitzvah itself. Like, please bring me a shofar. Or I have to clean out the shofar so I can blow shofar. In a case like that, where it's not just about the tzkios, but it's about the tzkios and necessary for the tzkios, then that would be mutter to talk l'chachila. But stam, you shouldn't talk l'chachila at all between the birchas mitzvah and the beginning of the mitzvah itself. Well, then the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you talk about inyanei tzfilah between the bracha and the mitzvah, then you would have to go back and say the bracha again, because that's a real hefsek, and that's a real hefsek. Sif Dalet, Zesha tokea kishen yoshvin tokea al seder habrachos. The person who blows the tzkios before musaf should also be the one who blows the tzkios during musaf. However, Enoma Akiv, the Rama says, that somebody else can blow. But Roy Lass is, it's better that the person who starts the mitzvah, we tell him to finish the mitzvah, and therefore the same person should blow. The Mishnah Berurah points out there were some communities that dafka had a minug, that they took, that different people blew different parts of the mitzvah, and if that's your minug, that's okay. But if that's not the minug, then it's better if the same person who blows the first parts blows the second parts as well. The next siman. Brachos shel Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur ma'akvos zu adzu. The brachos, each one is ma'akev. That means you have to say all of them, or you don't say any of them. Shimenu yodea kulam oyomar mash yodea mihem. Oyomar lo oyomar kulam. Let's say you don't have a machzer. So, you want to daven. Let's say the Shemana Seir of Rosh Hashanah. Now, you happen to know the Malchios by heart, but you don't know the other ones by heart. So, you don't say the Malchios, because they're ma'akvos zu ad zu. That means one without the other is worthless, and you're not yotze anyway. So you don't daven at all. See, nowadays we normally have machzorim, and it's okay. Oh, now the Shulchan Aruch sounds like this is only for Rosh Hashanah Kippur, but the rest of the year, if you happen to know one bracha, then you would say it. Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah explains that it's clear from the earlier simanim you're not yotze shmon esrei. You're not yotze anything. If you, let's say a person happens to know one bracha of Shemoneh Esrei by heart. So, taka, you should say it. Why? Because there's a mitzvah to stand in front of Hashem and daven. But you're not yotze Shemoneh Esrei at all. And if, let's say, later you get a siddur, you have to daven again for sure. Including that one. Oh. But the difference between the rest of the year Yom Kippur is, and Rosh Hashanah is, that the rest of the year it's worthwhile to say it, because at least you're getting the mitzvah of talking to Hashem in the form of a bracha, even though you're not being yotzei the formal mitzvah of tefillah. We learned the halacha that you shouldn't talk between the tekiyos de'meyushav and the tekiyos de'me'umad. And that's the minhag nowadays, that no one talks until we finish the tekiyos at the end of davening. It's interesting. There's a whole question that some shuls and some yeshivas have a minug to have kiddush before tekiyah shofar. And the poskim explain why it's allowed. But some poskim said, no, it's not allowed, because you can't have a eat before you're doing a mitzvah. So in many yeshivas, the minug is they have the kiddush, and some don't allow it. Rav Henkin Zatzal was very against that minug. He held it's a mistake. He'd write letters about it. People need to have a kiddush. It's hard to daven so long. Rav Henkin actually said, it's better to make the kiddush after the tekiyos de meyushav. After you blow the first 30 sounds of the shofar and you've done the mitzvah, make the kiddush then. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says not to have a hefsek, that's a din l'chadchila, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. You shouldn't talk in the middle of this one elongated mitzvah. But eating before tekiyos shofar is a real isser, it's a real din. So he felt that iser is so strong, it's worthwhile not following this minug of the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Gimel. Okay, the common practice is many yeshivas have the kiddush then, some shuls as well, before it's kiyah shofar, and one should follow his own custom.